Let us pray. God of life, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our minds and hearts lead us to deeper understanding of you and the love you call us to live. Amen. In the summer of 1984, which is now almost 40 years ago, I was serving as a summer ministry intern in the eastern part of Guysborough County in Nova Scotia. Yes, I imagine you're doing the math. I was young. One of the five communities that was part of that pastoral charge was Canso. And Canso is a fishing community, and each summer the community held a fisherman's memorial service. And I took part in the service that summer. It was held at the monument in the center of town, which stood as a memorial to all those fishermen who had been lost at sea over the years. It was an important service in the life of and for the soul of that community, because it was a service that honored the accumulated grief and recognized the humility it takes to live and work on the sea. Well, I had not thought of that experience for a long time, but the memory came back on Tuesday morning when the Scripture Exploration Group gathered to discuss this story of Peter walking out on the water to meet Jesus. Today we continue our time with Peter as we figure out faith with this disciple. We are using a series of resources for Lent and for the first couple weeks of Easter that tell the stories of Peter with the overarching theme of a wandering heart. Peter is a disciple whose faithfulness wanders around as he seeks to comprehend what it means to be a disciple of Jesus. And that may be where we find ourselves in the story. Because being a follower of Jesus does not come with a clear how-to-be manual or instruction booklet. So, we hear stories. We experience the sample example of others. We wrestle with our questions. We face the pressure of other values and priorities. And we hear a variety of messages about what it means to be Christian, what it means to be faithful. There are a variety of messages because there's great variety in how Jesus is followed. One of the symbols of the Christian church is a boat on storm-tossed waters. And one of the gospel stories that inspires this image is this reading we heard today. The disciples, many of whom have a background in fishing, are spending some time away from the crowds. The feeding of the 5,000 precedes this story. And the Sea of Galilee becomes rough as the winds pick up. The disciples look and see a figure coming across the water, and their first reaction is that it must be a ghost. It then becomes clear that it's Jesus. This story is included in three Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and John. And yet it's only in Matthew that offers the intriguing response of Peter. Because Peter gets out of the boat, starts walking towards Jesus, and when fear overcomes him, he begins to sink into the water. Jesus reaches out to save him, to rescue him. What was Peter thinking? In our discussion on Tuesday morning, the comment was made that it's a pretty foolish thing to do, especially for a fisherman who would have known the power of the sea. It was also in this conversation that I remembered the fisherman's memorial in Canso, and I wondered if this would ever be a passage to read or reflect on at that service. But we also talked about the courage of Peter to walk on the water to meet Jesus. Can courage and foolishness coexist? Does it depend on one's perspective? The missing voices in this story are the rest of the disciples in the boat. I wonder what they were thinking. This Lenten series uses phrases from the hymn, "O Come, O Font of Every Blessing," for its titles. And the creators of the series say that it's almost as if Peter wrote these lyrics. One of the lines is, let that grace now like a fetter bind my wondering heart to you. That's where the overarching theme comes. And the phrase of the hymn for today's reading is, rescue me from danger. I've been struggling with the word rescue in terms of understanding of faith and connection with God. Maybe I'm taking it too literally. Maybe I'm stuck on dramatic images of rescue. Maybe I'm reluctant to give up a sense of personal agency or power. Maybe I have a lot of questions about how God intervenes in our lives and why doesn't God intervene more? Rescue everyone? I realize that I hear the story from a perspective of living with privilege and comfort, and so my sense of risk or of faith or of rescue or of danger may be different from somebody else's perspective or need. I don't think this would be a great story for the Canso Fisherman's Memorial Service, because I would be cautious about the unintended message that it might send about who wasn't rescued from danger. The dynamic between faith and fear that is conveyed in this story can become oversimplified into a message that those who drowned didn't have enough faith, or that God was punishing them, or if that they'd really been worthy, God would have rescued them. And that is a message that needs to be challenged in any way that it can, because it's so prevalent in judgmental approaches of faith. And it's not just in rough waters at sea that such a message might be conveyed or heard, but also in the rough waters of illness, or of grief, or of wrestling with identity, or with living with too many forms of abuse or discrimination. The events and circumstances of our lives are not scripted by God to allocate blessing or curse. Within the scripts, the choices, and the experiences of our lives, we are invited to remember that we're not alone. We are invited to recognize the ways and the moments when love, grace, trust enable us to find our way. And there may be moments when we feel powerless or afraid, and we find a way beyond danger or fear. Peter's wondering heart was still learning to trust. And so, yes, he was probably both foolish and courageous in this story. And that may be a reminder that sometimes these qualities can exist, coexist, and that may be one of the lessons of faith. Learning and growing as a disciple, deepening our sense of being fully human, often takes a lifetime to nurture. Developing a faith memory and perspective can be slow to develop. Because as we think of this gospel story, the disciples at this point had seen Jesus offer healing to many. They had seen the waters calmed amidst a storm at least one other time. They had just participated in the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000 with only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And yet they're still trying to figure out who this Jesus was. So when they see a figure walking toward them, their first thought wasn't, "Oh, that's Jesus." It was, "Oh, that's a ghost." We talk about having muscle memory in our bodies, that we've learned how to do something. In our souls, it's important to develop a faith memory so that we can recognize the wonder, the gift, the grace, the presence of the Holy in our midst. Peter recognized his limits. He was still learning that faith is not doing the impossible by oneself, but remembering that holy energy can be at work to do what may seem impossible, but becomes possible. We are also reminded in this story to not be afraid, because fear can paralyze us into not taking any risk, not discovering how courage and foolishness can be dimensions of faith. Another hesitation I have about this phrase, "rescue me from danger," is the word "me," and the potential limit that that places on the vision of faithfulness. Because while personal faith is vital, it's only the means to a greater sense of purpose and call. In a world of great selfish focus and not a lot of broad or deep vision, then maybe the boat on storm-tossed waters image of the church needs to imagine how we can be equipped to step out into those waters. Because the image of walking on water is used to speak of risk and faith. 2 songs came to mind when I was thinking about this. One I know that's written by friends in Saskatchewan, Ken Powers and Diane Taylor, who offer the words, "Walk on the water, cast away fear, share in the miracle, live for the day." And Gordon Light, in his song, "My Love Colors Outside the Lines," says, "We'll never walk on water if we're not prepared to drown. Body and soul need a soaking from time to time." These songs offer the impression that the danger is staying in the boat, living with the status quo, not following the dream, not reaching out to encounter the holy, not risking compassion or hope or justice, not reaching out to imagine how the waters can be calmed. There are a lot of storms in our world. There are a lot of needs and hurts in our world, and it can be overwhelming to imagine anything different. But maybe it's time for faith leadership to find ways to bring people together, to invite deeper conversation, to channel the instincts of compassion and hope into ways that name this accumulated grief and to recognize the humility that it takes to live and be in this world. Maybe we do need to be rescued from the danger of ignoring what we see and not having the courage to find ways to respond. And may Jesus reach out to us, walk with us, and help us to learn to color outside the lines. Amen.